Today's question has come from a number of people, including Malile, Marlene, Peter, and Cicely, who asked, what are the provisions for citizenship? How will citizenship by birth be determined?
When you talk about citizenship, we are talking about belonging. Who do you belong to in terms of a country, not in terms of a club? So if you belong to Zimbabwe, then you are a citizen of Zimbabwe. But you are only a citizen of Zimbabwe if you can trace that belonging, that citizenship by birth, either because you've been born here or because your parents or grandparents have been born in Zimbabwe. You can trace your citizenship to Zimbabwe by descent. Again, you trace it to your parents or to your great grandparents, or by registration, where you have sufficiently stayed in Zimbabwe that the laws of Zimbabwe consider you as somebody who already is a Zimbabwean. Now, I know that this issue is a major concern in regards to two types of persons in Zimbabwe. Firstly, this is an issue in regards to those persons who come from neighboring countries or whose parents come from neighboring countries, from Malawi, from Mozambique, from Zambia. We have been born in Zimbabwe, but who in the past elections rudely are told that because they claim another citizenship, they are unable to vote. That's number one. I also know that this issue arises out of persons who are born in Zimbabwe, who have been in Zimbabwe for quite a bit of time, but we have been forced by circumstances to leave Zimbabwe and stay outside Zimbabwe. This is what we colloquially call the diaspora. Now, I think I've always held this view that it is very unfair that in 1980 we're quite happy that the people whom we now call non-citizens should vote. And they voted for certain political parties. But because we now believe that maybe those persons are going to be voting differently, now those persons should now not be allowed to vote because those persons are considered non-citizens. I think this constitution should address this very critical issue, and I think this constitution should seek to make it possible for persons who are born in this country to enjoy all the benefits of citizenship, to enjoy the right to vote, the right to hold a passport, etc., etc. And also, when you look at the diaspora, I think it is also important that until such time that we get our politics and our economics right, that we should allow for what we call dual citizenship, so that these people in the diaspora are able to participate in the political and economic activities of this country.